This is written about a little girl that is given a music box by her mother. And the box has a figurine of a prince on it. And she replays the box over and over after being given it. And you'll hear the theme of the box repeated several times. And then she falls asleep with the box playing and dreams that the prince comes to life and commences to dance with her. And you'll hear it move through the invitation to the dance, minuet, the music box waltz, and finally moves into the jazz idiom, which is abruptly halted by the reoccurring original theme of the box, which in the morning has been rewound and placed by her side by her mother. Here is the music box suite.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
CKUW's archives.
Underground, we're CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
we have here is a new release on the Dim Coast label. It's the 22nd release on this label that has a cosmic and concrete affiliation with this very coordinate, this room, this studio, this time, this day of the week, 12 noon. These are affiliations that are difficult to disassociate from, to say the least. They linger on. And we're grateful for that. The release is from an artist by the name of Christoph Magone. It's called Auditorium, Chaos, Quiet, Fail. Find that on the Dim Coast. Where you may look to find that. Liner notes. The artist says, "This record begins with a failure of sorts. In 2002, I started working on a piece that sought to present speaking at its degree zero, a kind of rendition of Cage, John Cage, famous quip, 'I have nothing to say, and I am saying it.' I was seeking to illustrate two aspects of this statement, mutism and babble. Two sections of the piece were presented, MUTEC, Montreal, 2003, and an idiot, who utters thoughts with the grandiose tone of a self-appointed genius, Resonance FM, London, 2003. Following these presentations, I'd planned to produce a final version for release on CD, but the more I worked on it, the less satisfied I was. I'd lost my way. The piece was adrift," he says. "I had a peculiar reaction to this impasse. Instead of simply abandoning it, I forgot ahead and consciously... It sounds like something like I forgot ahead is something he might say, but he says, I forged ahead. It's actually what he says. And consciously made the piece worse by heaping layer upon layer until it became a dense, indiscernible mess." And it goes on. Christoph Magone. Maybe we'll go to that new release again. There's 4-5 pieces on it. Nice. You might recall him from his performance at Send and Receive, I would say around that time, some 20 years ago. Prior to that, it was the Cindy Lee release, which is a lot of hoopla around that, I'm told. It's called Diamond Jubilee, out on Realistic. It's categorized as psychedelic in the in the file here. Psychedelic music. I think it sounds a bit like Atlas Sound to me, the Brad Cox Deer Hunter side project. What do you think? You heard Government Check, Lockstep, Dracula. And this is the individual that was in the group, I think Edmonton Group, Women. I think they disbanded, didn't they? So this is a big, it sounds good. I heard that. I've heard that on this very radio station on other programs, CKUW 95.9 FM. Sorry. What's happening here? We're here. We have 25 minutes left in the program, How to Survive a Tornado. Thanks for being here. It's kind of bleak outside, isn't it? Yeah, we can't see the weather here, but we try to mainly reflect the weather always in the music we play. We do the best that we can with the random format of the show, which we're about to start. Again, we're about to restart it. And I have to say, it's funny because... Sorry for that. I mean, I'm pulling records these are records that are now alphabetically organized, whereas for the first 2 years, it was just out of the chaos of a different whole area of my life. Now these are records that are alphabetically together, although not necessarily super organized within their appropriate letter. Nonetheless, this record, it was a couple weeks ago, I think I had two copies of this, one after the other. So we're going to run into that now. This is where I'm into the multiple copies kind of vein. So when I get in the multiple copies, you're going to hear two songs from that record. It's kind of fun because then you can feature it that way. Last week I had two copies of Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. And it was fun because we just went back and forth and played all the, I'm going to say hits from that record. And just spoke about it a little bit. That was a lot of fun. Different energy so far to the show. Where I'm going with this is a couple of weeks ago, I pulled out two copies of this record. And now that I fumble into that same area, there's now a third copy of this record. It's one of my favorite records of the period. Very important record to me as a little young person by the New Zealand group Split Enz. Time and Tide is the record, and it's from 1982. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but were you at the show when they played? You know, they played here. So they played here. This record was huge on FM radio in Winnipeg, the summer of 82, spring and summer. And like they were playing not just the singles from this record, but they were just playing so much of this record. It was like a number. I think it was a number one record. I know it was at least number two record on the. I'll just say it. It was at the time the radio station. 92 City FM. And I'm very appreciative for what that station was doing around that time growing up, because it was a very progressive and adventurous playlist at the time. There was no community radio. I'm not sure when the first UMFM exactly went off the air, but if they were on the air, I didn't know. So I just counted on these bigger stations. And boy, I was lucky because there was a lot of interesting music that was being championed and promoted at that station at the time. So, and they had these, they would put up charts and everything. And I remember this was like just climbing up the charts. There was like a phone-in thing. You would call in top five at five or top six at six or whatever it was, and you'd vote for your favorite new record. I'd phone in and just vote for Split Enz. And I mean, that was a lot of fun when you're a kid. Anyways, here we have it. What a great band. I think they, right after this, they kind of lost their way. They just weren't, this record is just a lightning bolt, I think, of creativity and something. There's really something sublime about it, the way it hangs together as a whole piece. They're at the peak of their powers right here. They're a weird art group, and maybe a bit too weird and too art too arty, I think, in a bad way, right? Like prior, they had this Phil Judd, who was kind of like the Sid Barrett of the early Split Ends, split off. And then it became the Finn Brothers as the sort of main creative forces. And it became a little more grounded, a little more accessible. They had huge records, True Colors in 79-80, then Wyatta 81. I think Split Ends toured here on that record too. I didn't see that. That's also a great record. But this record has got something else going on. It has some sort of pastoral kind of, I don't want to call it folk, but it's of the land. It's of the space. It sounds a lot like a lot of the early, like the New Zealand music coming out of the early 80s from Dunedin and elsewhere. On the Flying Nun label, it has some of those same sensibilities. You can definitely hear that on this record. But Split Ends were a big deal, you know, like they were playing like 3,000 seat theaters in North America. The Verlaines weren't doing that. the Tall Dwarfs, all those the Flying Nun groups weren't doing that. Anyways, I'm going to play the song that was a single, the first single from this, and it got banned on the BBC. I just talked about it 2 weeks ago. I didn't play it. It's a great song. I think it's a great song of its period, and it got banned because apparently the BBC thought it was a reference to the Falklands War. And as I said a couple weeks ago, you couldn't have anything less offensive, you know, more harmless and lovable than Split Ends. Just quirky, playful, smart, just good. Like the Split Ends, it just brought good to the world, and you're going to ban their song. I find that just so dumb and really just hilarious. Here it is, 6 months in a leaky boat. With the intro. And they'd play the whole thing on FM radio in 1982. Talk to you in a bit. 5.9 CKW.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
Ask from the single of the same name, the 12-inch single. What was that, 86? 86. Prior to that, Panic, 12-inch from that single, 86 as well. They're just spitting out these incredible singles right as their career is essentially about to wind down and just implode and explode and just end. The Smiths. They only had months to live at that point. Okay, not much time. And the next thing here was the first Smith, the self-titled Smiths record, which is endlessly sort of labored over and discussed as not being that good, as not capturing what they were. The genesis, the early days of the Smiths was just this explosive thing, and that this record just didn't capture it. And that might be true. In fact, it probably is. And it, and the production of John Porter is always blamed. And there's another a set demos they did previously with a different producer, and that's out there. You can hear it. You can compare it. I don't know. I think this holds up as a document now, and I think I'm glad they're both there, but I love the way this record sounds now. We'll leave you with a couple, if we can. Can we? We will. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Secrets and here is mine, so let it be known. For we have been through hell and high tide. I think I can rely on you. And yet you start to recoil. Heavy words are so lightly thrown, but still I leap in front of a flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make? It makes none, but now you have gone, and you must be looking very old tonight. The devil will find work for idle hands to do. I stole and I lied, and why? Because you asked me to. But now you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got two hands, but I'm still fond of you. Oh. So what difference does it make? Oh. What difference does it make? Oh. It makes none, but now you have gone, and your treasure is one. Oh, the devil will find work for idle hands to do. I stole and then I lied, just because you asked me to. But now you know the truth about me, you won't see me anymore. Well, I'm still fond of you. Oh, but no more apologies. Oh.
ghost in the storm outside. Well, not invade the sacred shrine or infiltrate your mind. My life down I shall lie if the bogeyman should try to play tricks on your sacred mind. Pity, torment and tantalize. Wavering shadows loom. Our piano plays in an empty room. There'll be blood on the street tonight. My life now I shall lie. If the bogeyman should try to play tricks on your sacred mind, to tease, torment and tantalize. Withering shadows loom. Our piano plays in an empty room. There'll be blood on the pavement tonight. Darkness lifts and the room is bright. I'll still be by your side. For you are all that matters, and I love you till the day I die. There never need be longing in your eyes. As long as the hand that rocks the cradle is mine. Feeling shadows shimmy by. And when the wardrobe towers like a beast of prey, the sadness in your beautiful eyes. Oh, your untouched and so wondrous eyes. My life down I shall lie. Should the restless spirits try to play tricks on your sacred mind. I once had a child and it saved my life, and I never even asked his name. I just looked into his wondrous eyes and said never, never, never again.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up and kick